and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Tackle tasks on your property with a new compact utility tractor from Prairie Land Partners. During their summer sales event, enjoy 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. Get the tractor you need now with low monthly payments and without the burden of high interest rates. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOA, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, June the 10th, 60 degrees on our way to a beautiful 80 before it is all said and done. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Jane Linhart and Brett Stewart, and to talk about a T-shirt fundraiser supporting Jennifer Stewart, who is currently battling cancer. Brett, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, Ron. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Jane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, Brett, I'll ask here kind of the question. How's Jennifer doing right now with the cancer? Sounds like it's returned.
Yeah, she's doing okay. She's in the middle of her some chemo treatments, about probably maybe halfway, and she's been pretty fortunate for the most part. This weekend wasn't a great weekend for her. She just kind of didn't feel up to where she usually does this weekend, but overall she's handling pretty well.
Talk a little bit about how kind of the diagnosis shocked and maybe shook you guys as a family too, and how you've decided to move forward here with the diagnosis and the treatments.
Well, like I said, she battled this a couple years ago. About 3 years ago, she was diagnosed with they caught a very, very early breast cancer in one of her breasts, and they called that stage zero. She did some radiation treatments, and unfortunately, it returned about 4 or 5 months ago. They kind of found it again, so it's a stage two. And but she's, like I said, she's battling it pretty well and handle it pretty well, and going from there.
Well, if you know Jennifer, she is liked by all. I think that's pretty safe to say. What a wonderful person and a great personality, her and her husband Brad, of course, very involved in the Emporia community. And Jane Linhart, Jane, thanks again for taking some time to join us. Jane, good friends with the Stewarts. And let's talk about the fundraiser. What are we doing?
Well, we are doing, first of all, let me say they're not only friends, but family. Ed, Brett, and Brad are all cousins. So, and I couldn't agree more that Jen is probably one of the most well-liked people I've ever met in my life. So, as most people know, our family has been hit by cancer pretty hard, and so I know what it's like to have the stress and the burden and everything. And so, there's a few of us in the Lebo area that we're trying to rack our heads together. It's like, hey, what can we do to help in a small way? So we came up with the T-shirt idea. There was already a bracelet going around with a really cool saying, and Brett can say where that saying came from, because I'm not for sure. It's the saying was "All in for Jen Jen," which I think is super cute. So we took that idea. We developed an idea for a T-shirt. Three chicks in a barn. Angie Teeterdell from Lebo came up with a prototype. And off it went, and it's gone really, really well.
Where can we get our T-shirts at?
So the T-shirt form can be, or an order can be placed in a number of different spots. So first of all, it is on my personal Facebook page, and I know it's been shared by numerous others in the community. I can also just take orders over the phone, private message, email. They've come over about any way. So my phone is 620-437-7999, or my email is janeerinlinhart@outlook. I'm sure you guys will post that on the KVOE page. Call, text, email, private message, get a hold of someone who knows me if you can't reach me, and we'll make sure that those orders get placed.
So there's still bracelets out there, Brett?
Yes, there is. Some of Jen's friends kind of came up with that idea and ordered a bunch of them. And, if you want to get a hold of me, I can probably get you some. And my my phone number is 620-340-9590.
Brett, what does it mean for you to see this visible layer of support, whether it's through the bracelets or the T-shirts?
Well, it's crazy. You know, I can speak for Brad and Jen. They're very humbled, and people reaching out, and they talk about how this is just kind of blown up with people just wanting to help, and some people don't know how to help, and this is just a great way they can do that and support them. Makes you very appreciative. You know, we're not the only ones out there, but Brad and Jen have supported other people over the years, and it's a great way to give back. It really is.
Well, if you have known anyone or been involved with battling cancer, you know that the extra expenses really can pile up. Jane, you know very well what that's all about, you know, with you and Ed dealing with the situation there. But that's where the proceeds will go.
Yes, absolutely. And I also wanted to say, too, that several people have reached out and said, hey, I don't necessarily want a shirt, but where can I help? So, of course, on the form, or if you want to text or call me or Brett, there is a spot for an additional donation. There is PayPal, Venmo, check, cash, whatever. All money is green, so we will absolutely take all that. It's going into a fund right now. And as soon as the orders have been finalized, we're taking orders until June 21st, then we will present the stewards with the funds generated from the T-shirt sales and or the donation.
Brett, where are the proceeds going to go? Because I know with cancer, there's so many different expenses where you can use these type of fundraising dollars and really help offset things. But where are the funds going to wind up going?
I would basically say the travel expenses. You know, she's traveling to Kansas City for treatments every weekly. I would say the bulk of that will be going to those travel expenses.
All right. Well,
and one thing that I will say this is Brad and Jen have both said that they appreciate all the support, and that one of the things that they have, Jane and our good friends over in Lebo, they put on a breast cancer tournament every year. It's called the One Man, One Woman Scramble, and it's the Women Oz for a Cause. And Brad and Jen have been playing in that for years and years and years, and whatever proceeds aren't needed, I have a feeling is going to kind of go into that area as well.
So is that the tournament in Osage City?
That is correct.
That's been a very, very successful event over the years. Well, we thank you all for what you're doing. Jane, we appreciate it. And again, one more time, how can they get a hold of you?
Sure, of course. They can get a hold of me either by cell, 620-437-7999, or my email, janeerinlinhart@outlook.com. They can PM me on Facebook, or if they don't know me personally, they can get a hold of someone in my network, and they'll get me the message. But we appreciate the time, and that tournament is, to Brett's point, that was kind of, again, how this all originated, because I know Brad and Jen have played for that forever. Everybody is encouraged to wear pink, and we wanted to provide a way for those playing in that tournament, and then Brad and Jen's friends and those that they have impacted in the community to be able to share in that as well.
Well, Jane, thanks. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. We appreciate the time.
Brett, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Appreciate everything.
Yeah, Brett Stewart and Jane Cooks and Linhart with us here this morning, helping out the Stewarts. Jennifer, who again is battling cancer, her husband Brad, that's Brett the brother-in-law, there. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate their time here this morning on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker segment, right now we do have tomorrow's open for a little bit. That is going to be filled up before noon today. Also, Thursday, Friday is tentatively open as well. And if you want one of those spots, reach out to us. We'll get you on the calendar. It's 620-342-1400 for the phone number. The email address is kvue@kvue.com. Wednesday, we'll have Director Bryce Kessler joining us as we start talking about the Kansas Shrine Bowl. Believe it or not, it's in town the 28th and the 29th.
Yeah, coming up very soon, our Newsmaker, Primetime Newsmaker, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 7:30, sunshine, 61 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Hi, this is Dr. Matthew Turner. I'm proud to have been serving Lyon and surrounding counties as a general surgeon at